Are you with me? Inshallah. About the weak verbs, it's coming in the book 3. But for misal, it's easy. Okay. Wajada, ism fa'il. Wajidun, ism maful. Mawjudun. See? Now, you know mawjudun, how many times you say sometimes. Probably you say every day. But you never knew that mawjud is the ism maful from wajada. Okay. Wada'a, mawdu'un. Are you with me? Wada'a, mawdu'un. Okay. And same way, brother, you will say, wa'ada, mawudun. Okay? So these are the things very important. The main reason that I'm telling you that since we are doing ism fa'il, we should also do ism maful. And then in book 3, we'll go in detail, brother. So you will always remember ism fa'il and then ism maful. But ism maful can only be made if the verb is transitive. Otherwise, you won't make it. Now, I come to one extra thing. All the salim verbs that we did so far, including mithal, the wazan is fa'ilun. When you come to ajwaf, it changes. What is in ajwaf, brothers and sisters? Fa'ilun becomes, look at it, brothers and sister, fa'ilun. Why? It's ajwab, the weak letter. It then changes. So, brother, qala, he said, make ism fa'il, qa'ilun. How will you write down qa'ilun? Hamza. You'll write down, okay. Ka-i-lun. See, it is on this pattern. Okay, Zaka yazuku. Zaikun, the person who is tasting. And then ba'a yabi'u, ba'i'un. Who's ba'i'un? The seller. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Zara yazuru. What will be the ism file? Zaikun. Okay. Here I say another word, brother. Wazana. The thing which is, you weigh something. He weighed. What is the ism fa'il? Wazinun. Ism maful? Mawzunun. What is the meaning of mawzunun? The thing which is weighed. The thing which got weighed. Are you with me? Wazinun. And then, mawzunun. This is how we do it. The important thing that I'm trying to say now is this pattern which is for ajwaf. You will remember. Because in the next lesson, we are going to do fi'l naqis and we'll do ism fa'il of fi'l naqis. And it is so different from the normal way we do it. But if we don't know the normal way, how can I explain you the abnormal? So first we must learn the normal, which is normally fa'ilun. And in ajwaf, it became fa'ilun. Now we will do the naqis, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, inshallah. Most important lesson as far as verbs are concerned. I will write down 3 verbs for you. Here I'm not, because there are not too many in this. Okay, brothers and sisters, I wrote down some verbs. What do you see? The first one. The ah. Where is the fa kalima? Dal. Where is the ain kalima? What is the lam kalima? It is alif. We know that is not the true letter. There is something hiding behind alif. Okay. What is masha? Meem. Sheen. And ya. Are you with me, brother and sister? Meem, sheen, and ya. Now, brother, if that alif maksura, this short alif, is ya, then what is this long alif doing here? What it could be? Wow! So when you see a verb like this, three-letter verb, so when you see alif, which is tall, alif mamduda, I'm doing this to explain you, brothers and sisters. Later on, things may change in the explanation when we go much deeper in book 3, you know. Dr. Abdurrahim explains certain things which, you know, are most correct that we will learn, inshallah. The ah, when I see alif like this, it is the awa. What is it? The awa. What is it, brother? The awa. So I'm going to write it. Da'awa. Okay, now once you know one, then you know all. What is shaka? Shakawa. Huh? Shakawa. And we just did yarju. So what is yarju, brothers and sisters? Raja. It is coming from Raja. So what is Raja? Rajawa. Rajava. And this you know, Masha means Mashaya. Rama means Ramaya. Naha means Nahaya. Now here, as you see, this is Alif. I say Naha, Masha. I say Ah, Ah, Ah. Rama, Ah, Ah. But when the Ain Kalima got a Kasra, then the Ya became proper Ya. Here, it is Fata. So when the Ain Kalima was Fata, that Ya became Ah. But when Ain Kalima got a Kasra, then the Ya became proper Ya. This also you will remember. Are you with me, Sister Sumaya? See, why I say Nasi Ya? Because you got a kasra here. That is why I always say, brother and sister, Arabic is so logical. It's as if we are learning something in science, in algebra, or mathematics. It is so logical and so beautiful, brother. Now I tell you something. You will have to remember. Always you will remember sakin pronoun and mutaharik pronoun. Okay? You will always remember. Because we are doing everything in sequence, huwa, huma, hum, okay, we have to figure out huma also. Dr. Saab does not much think about huma. He's right, because it's not frequently used. Normally you don't use huma. Seldom we use huma. But for our sequence and understanding of the verbs, we will do huma also. We have been doing it, you know. So, da'a is our base form. Now comes huma. Okay? Okay, brothers and sisters. Huwa, da'a. And what will be huma? What will be huma? Now, remember, I say huma. At huma, the verb will open up and show us its original. It will show us its original root. So it will become the a, and then it will become the awa. What did it will become? The awa. The awa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Where is the file of the a? Mostatir. Where is the file of the awa? Okay, it is Alif. What is on Waw? Fatah. Keep that in mind. Okay, so what happens, brothers? Number one, that these verbs, when you do Huma, the original letters comes out, becomes visible. Now we do Hum. Brother, Hum, you have to remember one thing. When you bring the Waw of Hum, what is Waw of Hum? File. What is Waw of Hum? File. Huh? It's a damir, remember, which represents Hum. And that has got a sakin pronoun, remember? Sukun. When you bring sukun, then this alif, what happens to alif? Chumantar. What did I say? I said something. Chumantar. Like a magic, it disappears. Are you with me? Those who understand, they will laugh. Okay. So, and what will happen to here? Huh? Ya will disappear. And what will happen here? Ya will disappear. This portion, brothers and sisters, this we will do at the end. We are not doing it now. Otherwise, we will get confused. Huh? So, brother, Hum will become the Aw. The Aw. Look at it carefully, brother. Huh? Hum will become the Aw. What is the difference between da'awa and da'aw? That waw, which has got a fatah, is a third radical, lam kalima. And alif is the file. But da'aw, the waw is the file with a sukoon, remember, sakin pronoun. So if it is da'aw here, what will happen to here? And then Huma, and then Hunna. Here will become, brother, the At. It will become the At. What will become to Huma? The Ata. Huh? Okay. You got the idea, brother? So, at home it became the Aw. Here it will become the At. At here it will become the At. And then Huma will become the Ata. And then at Hunna I put star here and star here. What does it mean, brothers and sisters? It will open up, show its true root form. So what is the root form? Da'awa. What is the root? What is the root of da'a? Da'awa. Now when you know da'awa, you put mutaharik pronoun, what happens? Da'awna. Are you with me? What happened? See? Da'awna. Now the root became visible. Da'awna. Okay. Da'awna. The Awna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you have to remember that at Huma and Hunna, brothers and sisters, the verb will open up and show its original root, right? What it consists of, whether it is Alif is Waw or Ya. Okay, brothers and sisters. So I say to you, brothers and sisters, say Shaka. What will be Shaka? Shakawa. Shakawa. And what will be after that home? Shakau. Shakau. And then Shakat. Then Shakata. And then Shakauna. Shakauna. Okay. I'm not going after Shakauna because we know what happens. What happens after the avna? The avta, the avtuma, the avtum. Same, you know, which we have become good at it. But Shakavna, Shakauta, Shakautuma, Shakautum, like that. Fine, brother. Raja, Rajava, and then Rajau, and Rajat, Rajata, and then Rajavna, and then Rajauta, Tuma, like that. Now, brother and sister, I want you to do all of the verbs that are mentioned in the book. Conjugate them. Because this is so different. Isn't it different, brother? From what we have been doing. This is totally different. Lam, kalima, weak, you know, with ya or waw, the verb behaves totally different. Okay? And we have to remember this. When does it open up and show the its root form? And then what happens at home? We have to know it, brothers and sisters. Okay? Fine, brother. Knowing a little bit about this, we come to Masha. What will be Huma? Mashaya. And what will be Hum? Mashau. You've got to drop it. Close your eyes and drop the Lam Kalima. What will happen? Mashau. Mashau. And then? Mashat. And then? Mashata. And then? Because it is Ya. You say Mashaya, Mashaina. But that is easy. Today you will find it hard. But tomorrow, I assure you, I hope you will, all of you will come and we'll practice. Because now we are only learning Mahdi. We got to learn Mudharya. We got to learn Amar. We got to learn how to use Lam, La Nahiya, Lan. We got to use all these things, brother.
Change in Mudharya or something?
Yeah, lots of changes, brother. Changes are coming in wholesale.
So we can't conjugate all things. Just do Mahdi.
I'm going to do it slowly, brother. If we do together, you will end up with indigestion. We'll get confused. Let us get strong in the base. Okay, brothers and sisters. Then now I have Rama. Ramaya. Ramaya, Vatavaya. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Rama, Ramaya, and then Ramau, and then Ramat, and then Ramaina. Ramaita. See, it's so easy. Once you get the grip on it, it becomes easy. Jara. What is, brother? Jara. Okay, brother? Jara, Jaraya. Jarau. See, you got the Jarau. And then Jarat. Jarata. Jaraina. Now, if you practice this at home, inshallah, you'll become very strong. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, we say Naha. Nahaya. Nahau. Nahat. Nahata. Nahaina. Nahaita. Nahaituma. Nahaitum. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, I'm not doing nasiya. That we will do later on. First, you become strong in these, brothers and sisters. So, you can take all the verbs which are mentioned. Let us open the key, brothers and sisters. At the end of the lesson 28, lots of verbs are given. Okay, brothers and sisters? Page number 97. Okay. Look at this, kava. What is the root of kava? Kavaya. Okay. But in the, how do you know it is kavaya? Because that Alif Maksura tells you it is ya. Okay. Kavaya. Can you do now this, brother? Kavaya. No, kava. And then kavaya. You will not say kavaya, brother. Kava. Kava, ya, kavav, kavav, kavat, kavata, kavaina, and then you are on your own, brother. Okay. Masha, mashaya, mashau, mashat, mashata, mashaina, mashal. Jara, Jaraya, Jarau, Jarat, Jarata, Jaraina. Okay, mashallah. Rama, Rama, Ramaya, Ramau, Ramat, Ramata, Ramaina. Ramaina. Okay, brother. Baka. We have been reading this verb, you know, baka, bakaya, and then bakau, bakat, bakata, bakaina, bakaita, mashallah. Saka, very beautiful verb, brother, comes in the Quran. Saka, sakaya, sakau, sakat, sakata, sakaina, mashallah. Well, aren't they different, brother? They behave differently. Wait till we go to Mudariya. Ata, ataya, atau, atat, atata, ataina, ataita, ataituma, ataitu, I came, ataita, you came, ataiti, you came, fine. Okay, nice word, bana, banaya, banau, banat, banaina, banaitu, I built, banaita, you built. Are you with me? MashaAllah. Tava, to fold. Tava, tavaya, tavau, 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 tavat, tavata, tavaina. Very good. Oh, what a beautiful word, brother. Hada, hadaya, hadau, hadat, hadata, hadaina, hadaita, hadaituma, hadaitum, hadaiti, hadaituma, hadaitunna, hadaitu, hadaina. What a beautiful word. Now you see, our understanding will go deeper and deeper into the Quran, inshallah. Brother. Now comes our da'a. What is the root? Da'awa. Da'awa is the root. Okay, let us do da'a, da'awa, da'au, da'at, da'ata, da'auna, 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 da'auna. Okay? Shaka, shakawa, shakau, shakat, shakata, shakauna, shakauna. Okay? And shakauta, fine, brother. Tala, very beautiful word. Tala, to recite. Tilawat is the master. What is the master? Tilawatun is the master from Tala. Tala, Tala, Va, Talau, Talat, Talata, Talauna, Talauna. Are you with me, brother and sister? Talauna. Maha, to erase. Mahava, Mahau, Mahat, Mahata, Mahauna, mashallah. Afa, brother, afa. Always write down something next to afa. An. Because, you know, certain harfchar has to come. Afa will come with an always. Afa and then an. Ready, brothers and sisters? Afa, afawa, afau, afat, afata, afauna. Okay, very good. No, then nasiya we are not doing. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So this is how we are going to do. Now tell me, it's different, isn't it? Now you got to do all these verbs, brother. They are mentioned here. Write down on the piece of paper and do it at home. Complete. Madi. So that tomorrow we will do the mudariya and then you will get a proper understanding. But again, we have time, so I want to do mudariya, brother Abdul Samad. We have some time, so we'll do mudariya. Okay. See, when it is alif like that, which is waw, then it is bab nasara. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When you see alif like the a, shaka, raja, afa, tala, then that is Bab Nasara. Huh? Now when you say Masha and Naha, then you really don't know. Is it Bab Daraba or Bab Fataha? But with our practice, you will know. Are you with me? Masha, Dr. Sahib, as Dr. Abdurrahim has only mentioned Bab Daraba. But for our practice, I will also tell you that there are certain verbs in Bab Fatha. For example, that is why I wrote Naha separately. Okay, Masha. What is Masha? Yamshi. Masha. Yamshi. Yeah. So it is Mashaya. Yamshi Yu. What is it? Yamshi Yu. Remember. So this is Bab Daraba. Rama Yarmi, which is actually Yarmi Yu. Fine, brother. Jara Yajri, which is actually Yajri Yu. Now tomorrow I'm going to write down some grammatical explanation. For example, Masha. How will you describe Masha? Felun Madin. Mabniun ala fata. I don't see fata, brother. If you don't see, then what happens? Al-fatahatul muqaddara. Estimated fata. I'm going to write it tomorrow. Now we will go in this kind of explanation. Because it is the time to do it now. So that in book 3 we are strong, inshallah. Okay. Brother, mashaya. Okay. My mind can read Mashaya, but my eyes cannot see Fata. So then I will say, Mashaha, Felun Madin, Mabniun ala al Fatahatil Muqaddara. Estimated Fata is there. Okay. And if I say, Masha Yamshi, what is actually Yamshiyu? So what will you say? Felun Mudhariun. Marfoon bi dammatil muqaddara. What is now the dhamma is estimated. Brothers and sisters, I assure you, you are going to become expert. It's a matter of just a couple of days. So that's why this session of Ajwaf, Naqis, and the next one is Mudaf is very important. Very important. Because you are now learning the detailed method of describing the verbs. Okay, well, now I tell you something. I have still few minutes. Masha Yamshi. Okay? Think about Yamshi. And I'm writing it Yamshi. Masha Yamshi. Yamshi. Actually, it is Yamshi, you. Try to conjugate, brothers and sisters. Yamshi, huma, Yamshiyani. And then, sister Manas, hum. Actually, it is Yamshi, yuna. What is it? Yamshi, yuna. Actually, it is Yamshi, yuna. Brothers and sisters, but remember it is Yamshi, so there is a sukun. Now you bring the vowel file, which has got a sukun. So you will drop the ya. You will drop the ya. So what happens now? See, so many new things are coming because of the weak verbs. I drop the ya because the vowel had a sukun. Now there is a kasra before vowel. Now we have to understand that the vowel and the kasra are not compatible. They cannot live peacefully under one roof. And the same way, dhamma and the ya are not compatible. They cannot live under one roof. They are not compatible. What is not compatible? Kasra with vowel and Dhamma with ya. They are not compatible. We have to change it. So, because they are not compatible, I change to... Again changes, brother. Yamshuna. Brother Hassan? Okay, ready? Yamshi, Yamshiyani, Yamshuna. Then Tamshi, Tamshiyani, and then? This is very easy. This is Palm Sopari, brother. Okay, look at this, brother. Look at this. I say to everybody, the food is ready. Come and eat. Maal tayar hai. Okay, look at this, brothers and sisters. What is this, brother? What is this, brother? Yamshi. Now we bring the mutaharik pronoun. What is that? Nunu niswa. What do I have to do? I don't have to do anything. Just pronouns. Yamshi. That's why I say maal tayar hai. Aake khana khalo. Come and eat. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You didn't do anything. You just pronounced. Yamshina. Isn't it simple, brother? Isn't it fun, brother? I was fascinated by all these things, you know. Okay, brother, now you'll be able to do it. First, yamshi. Five in your pocket. Yamshi, tamshi, tamshi, amshi, namshi. Remember, fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi dammatil muqaddara. In all of them. In five of them, dammatul muqaddara. Okay, brother, now let us do the whole thing. Yamshi, yamshiyani, yamshuna, tamshi, tamshiyani, yamshina, again, tamshi, tamshiyani, tamshuna, tamshina, it is okay. Tamshina, it is. Tamshiyani, again, tamshina. And then, amshina, amshina. Now look at this, brother. Look at this, brother. I'm writing tamshi. Tam-shi-na, which is anti. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Anti. Try to understand as much, because we are going to repeat this tomorrow, inshallah. So do not get gabrified that too much is coming. We will do it tomorrow. And hun antunna, what will happen to antunna, brother? This is the last thing we are doing. What will happen? Tamshina. Are you with me? Yamshina, tamshina. They both look same. How did you make tamshina anti? Here, brother. The verb was tamshi. Are you with me? Then you brought the file, and then our favorite, noon aata hai, noon jata hai. Because there is sukoon here, so I dropped it. And it became tamshina. How will I describe tamshina? Fi'lun, mudari'un, marfu'un, bi thubuti nun. Are you with me? Fi'lun, mudari'un, marfu'un, B, subuti nun. And where is the file? Yeah. Now, compare to that, what is this tamshina? They are same. Fe'lun, mudariun, mabniun ala sukun. And what is this nun? File. They look same. But grammatically, I am explaining it in a different way. And we understand in a different way. Aren't you with me, brother and sister? Anti tamshina. Anti tamshina. So what is the meaning of anti tamshina, brother? You are this fe'lun mudariun marfoon bi subuti noon. Yeah, is the file. And here the noon is the file. We'll do it inshallah tomorrow. Brother and sisters, the time is up. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an nar. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خير.